magician slash philosopher, but his name is Derek Del Gaudio.
Okay.
And the
it's on Hulu.
It's on Hulu.
Hulu.
It's
but don't talk until I bring your name up.
Oh, wait. Don't speak right now.
All
right.
Yeah,
but
I fucked it up.
I fucked it up.
It sounds like you're introducing a magician on the show.
I know. You're not.
So, guys, anyway,
I know,
coming from Hulu.
No, I don't know why I opened that way, but don't say anything yet, all right?
Okay, don't talk.
But so it's called In and of Itself.
Yeah, yeah. Don't talk yet.
We're almost there.
Yeah. So we got people in the room. We got Chunky Gilbert. Oh, he's my favorite version.
Oh, mac and cheese.
He's fat. What a fat fuck you are. I love. See, this is the look when you were when you first moved to LA.
Yeah.
Even before that.
That was chunky.
Is the look that I like. And then you try to do this whole fucking Bruno Mars handsome.
But I'm getting, first of all, my health.
It's just his health, sweetheart.
No,
it's not for the looks. I hate the looks.
Oh, you don't like the look?
No.
Okay. I believe
my
for
butt
the look.
Stays the same, but my body shrinks. It looks so weird.
You have a nice ass.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
No, Chris. Not yet. We've got, when's the baby due?
2 months.
Wow.
You know what? It is a girl? Oh, my
God. Everyone's having girls, so congrats on the boy.
I'm glad. You got a boy.
George Kimball.
He's going to be cute, don't you think?
Super cute.
Yeah, yeah. He might even be hip.
He's half Korean, half white, of course.
No, but just in terms of, because he's not hip.
That's true as well.
He's not hip, but he's hipper than most dads, I think.
Yeah.
Don't you think George is hipper than most dads?
I think he has his finger on the pulse, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah. Anyway, we got my girlfriend, Kalila. We've been doing pretty good. There's the ups and downs in the pandemic.
Ups and downs.
And then we have a guest, and I'm gonna. And then once I fucking say your name, then you can talk, okay?
Dictate you very.
This is the way I am on the show.
Okay.
Don't take offense to it. It's just the way. Is that who I really am? Is that really who I am?
No.
Okay.
I'm so glad someone's finally resisting your dictatorship.
Yeah.
The way, so.
I don't want him to be offended because here's a guy. I've always been a fan, by the way. And, you know, I think we've had more SNL people on the show than Mad TV people.
Probably.
We had Will Sasso, Jordan Peele, Mo Collins, and that's it. We've had this guy.
Johnny Sanchez.
No, they're more mad. Because we've only had Spade and Snyder.
And then
Chris.
And that's not true. We had Taron Killam.
Taron Killam. He was on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was very good on it. Who else?
What a show we have. Mm-hmm.
What a beautiful show we have.
Beautiful show.
Cross-section of sketch shows. Anyway, this guy I've known for years, but, you know, he's one of those guys that, like, you know, we would have brief interactions. You know what I mean? Because, you know, I had heard stories that he was a little wild.
Really?
A little bit. Yeah, I mean, he's a little wild. You know what I mean? So I'm like, you know, I'll go in and, you know, he's one of those where I just poke. You know what I mean? Like you do on Facebook. But then, yeah, I poke him. You know what I mean? So every once in a while, I'd see him somewhere and I'll go, what's up? He'd say, what's up? And then we would just kind of drift apart. Mm. Right? Oh. And then, but then I found him to be a changeling.
What's
a changeling?
Well, you know, he was one way. And then, you know, I don't know. We talked about it already, so I'm just going to say it. That I started seeing you around, you know what I mean, at meetings.
Right.
Right? And, you know, you began to share from your heart, right?
Right. I'm not supposed to talk.
Okay, how about this? I'll say your name that you could talk.
Oh, okay.
Chris Kattan, everybody.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. So, my God.
Wow. Chris Kattan.
Wow, what a drive.
So you could say stuff now.
Okay. But you're in the middle of something. So I'm not going to be like.
So I know.
Let me interrupt your introduction with my. Yeah. Hello, okay. No.
So you were a guy that would share from your heart, and, you know, you were really serious about the sobriety thing. You know what I mean? And it was like, it made me like kind of open myself up to you. You know, because, you know, I'm newly sober again. I have over a year now, and you know, I think that, you know, I enjoy going on a journey with somebody that's a comedian, also actor, and also somebody that has the same disease that I have. And so I just want to, you know, and I'm, you know, I'm glad that you came today. I, you know, I don't know what the fuck, what happened with the Google?
Oh, well, I swear to God.
No, you.
I like beginning sentences. Oh, no, I swear to God.
Yeah.
No, but the Google, the address you gave me was, I was where it said I should be, right?
Yeah.
You met me there. You're the one.
Exactly the same thing.
Yeah, and you said this happens one in every 20.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was at the right place, but not at the right place.
Yeah, yeah. What does Google said? What does Google do though?
Send you to another intersection with the same name, but it's because this road sort of extends and kind of twirls around.
Yeah.
So it drops you off at.
This is good for fans to know.
Yeah.
It's, so if you think you're at this place, you're wrong.
You're wrong.
Yeah. So you got here.
I did.
Yeah. And I'm so glad you're here. And thank you so much for agreeing to being here. Here's another thing I like about you.
Okay.
Is you and I are very similar. I think, and you're probably going to take offense to this, but.
Our size? Or?
Not our size. Okay. We're very similar.
Yeah.
But we're also mutants in certain ways.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, we're not.
Oh,
no, but we're like, you know, we're unusually kind of like looking guys.
We're like unique. Turtles. We look like turtles.
Yeah. Right. We got to look like turtles.
So you're saying physically we're.
You're much skinnier and fitter than I am. Okay. I'm just saying that in terms of like.
I'm not here to.
Yeah. I mean, do you think you're fucking, you know.
Who?
Hemsworth?
Oh, Hemsworth. No.
Okay.
Well, I didn't come in here with that attitude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But and then you and I have similar kind of girlfriends.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yes, we have.
Wait, really?
Well, I mean, she's ethnic. That you're both girls.
Both girls.
Yeah. Both girls.
You both. You know, you're living in Southern California. You both apparently love sunlight.
Yeah. Yeah, sunlight. They love sunlight. What else?
Big fans of the show The Office. okay. That's a good guess.
What else?
More broad generalization.
Can't go without water every day.
You know, that's a big one for me. Water's huge.
He loves water.
You're a big water fan.
Yeah, big water fan. Yeah.
He loves that water.
No, but your girlfriend is ethnic, right?
I see. Yes. Yeah. She's a.
What do you mean? You
Native
see?
American.
I mean, I'm just asking.
Well, I didn't know what you're getting at. You're like saying.
Yeah. I'm going. Are they both ethnic or not?
So you're saying she's ethnic?
She's ethnic. She's white.
I don't know what's happening.
Well, why would?
None of my business.
I don't know what's happening.
That's a weird thing.
She's Native American.
Got it.
My girlfriend.
Your girlfriend is Native American.
Yes.
Yeah.
She
could be Native American.
I'm Filipino.
She could be. Yes, you're from the Philippines.
Bro, if you saw Dances with the Wolves.
I've seen it. I know what's happening.
And you saw her in it.
Oh.
You'd be like, you wouldn't go, oh, that's a miscast.
Yeah, but that's a weird comparison to draw, right? Like, we're the same people because we date girls that are both brown. That's a fucking weird thing to say, babe.
Yeah, that's a fucking weird thing to say.
Let me defend myself, though. Let me defend myself.
And then she's Native American, and I'm Filipino, but we're both brown. Just lump us all in together.
Wow, that is a little racist.
Well, fuck you and fuck you.
Oh, well, I'm fucking out of here.
My
girlfriend would take offense to that.
I know, because she's a millennial.
Mad about it for 7 days.
Pull back, Chris, okay? Back, let me try to reword my shit.
She's a fan. And don't.
I know. She's nice.
Very nice. Oh, you met her, yes.
Yes, I met her.
She's a lovely, lovely lady.
Exactly. I'm not saying anything bad about her, dude.
Her name is... just fucking stop with it. Her name is Her name is Cheyenne.
Her name is Kalila. Both unusual names.
Unusual.
Okay.
It's
not like Kathy and Cindy.
Right.
It's like Cheyenne and Kalila. Those are fucking...
Those are fun names.
Not Bob or Chris.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, exactly. So that's another similarity we have.
Boring.
We have boring, you know what I mean, Americana, Midwest-y kind of names.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is that you and I are both troll-like.
But you know what you just did, right?
Chris is like a holy name, though.
It is a nice holy name.
Did I carry Jesus at one point?
Yeah. Are you a Christian?
No.
Yeah. Are you religious at all?
I guess Buddhist, but that's not a religion.
Yeah.
I grew up that way. My mom and dad and stepdad were all doing the Buddha thing.
Really?
Yeah.
You grew up with Buddhism?
Yes.
No, being real.
I am being real.
Yeah.
I can't stop from being real.
I always thought that you were Jewish. I don't know why.
I'm Jewish Buddha.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I'm Judah.
You're Judah. You're Judah. So, are you really Jewish as well?
I am. I'm half Jewish. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Mom?
My dad. So.
So yeah. Mm. So not real.
Not exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Not real.
That's what they say. Yeah.
I hope this episode's not just going to be about this.
No. 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 We're gonna
be like.
No. We're gonna move.
Prince Kattan talks about heritage and girlfriend from Native America.
You're fine. He's not.
Yeah, I'm the one that's
like,
going to be
know
in trouble.
No,
no. So don't.
First
stop.
Of all, I don't. Fuck
don't be
you
so
guys.
Negative towards yourself.
First of all, fuck you guys.
Love yourself.
All right, I love myself.
No, if you don't love yourself,
fuck you.
Then no one can love you.
Fuck you, you
your
fucking
relationship
fuck.
With yourself is more important than the relationship with her or me or anyone that's around.
I understand that.
Oh, okay.
You know what the funniest, you know the guy, you know, remember the Capitol riots?
Oh, those were great.
Right, and you know the guy that was in that fucking... Oh, they're great, right?
Yeah.
I have the fucking season, the DVD.
You're talking about the guy with the... oh, you do?
All
right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
I have all 12.
The
box set,
I got the blue... I got the 3D Blu-ray. Which is great. My glasses got all fucked up, but it's...
I would love to see it on IMAX.
Oh,
right? Just like, imagine looking up and like the Confederate flag above you, right?
If I was watching that IMAX, it'd be so cool. I'd be like, oh my God, they're really breaking in. So real.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I feel like I'm in the...
Yeah, I might even yell in the audience.
Hey, get away. Get out.
Where's
get
Nancy? Out from being,
are you behind my desk? Yes, you are. Don't tell me no.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, put my pen down.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, oh, so you know the rioter with the... What's it?
With the horns.
With the horns?
Yeah, the QAnon guy.
The QAnon guy. The funniest thing that somebody called him was Dances with Karens. Mm-hmm.
Didn't he just switch his stance recently?
Dances with Karens.
No, I got it.
I know. I just,
it's not a big laugh, but you don't know what the outside fans are feeling.
I repeat punchlines if I don't like the first one.
Well, it's like...
Dances with Karens. Thank you, George. We can move on from...
You know what? They should invent a thing where we get to somehow get a sense of what the audience is feeling after a joke. You know, like...
Yeah.
Maybe... I mean, you know, do you have that Citizen app? You know, Citizen?
Yeah.
So they... Mm-hmm. She knows.
What is Citizen?
What? Oh, it's a thing where it tells you if something local has happened. Like, it'll pop up like something that was reported through the police, right?
Right.
Usually.
Right.
So it'll say like, it'll go beep, beep, beep. You look at your phone and then it says, you know, man with knife walking into Ralph's.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
You gotta be careful. There's a man with a knife walking into Ralph's.
Yeah.
Everybody. And then some people could push their like, oh, that's scary with a scary emoji face and stuff like that.
Oh.
So I thought like maybe we can find out like how well a joke you just said could be. Giving the opportunity for every fan to say, "Hey, that was a good one."
But Chris, the thing, if I'm in a, you mean during a show?
Oh yeah,
if they're not laughing,
performing.
If they're not laughing,
well,
it's not good.
But no, I know we don't know, so we're gonna have to find out. Because I think that was a funnier line outside of this area. Because you're always so downtrodden about yourself,
right? Right. So you think that like if we had that app that dances with Karens would get a bigger laugh? Maybe.
Oh my God!
Globally.
Well, no, that's the kind of joke that will hit so hard outside of this room.
So hard. It died in this room. Well, you were saying it died in this room.
Oh, I didn't say it died. It just didn't. Carry on.
Yeah. It didn't get an applause break.
We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. We would not know.
I don't know. If we had the opportunity, like Citizen, like...
Right.
Applause,
well, let's create
I got to take a break. I'm laughing so hard. Emoji face.
Maybe we should create an app that way. Yeah. So, Chris. Are you missing stand-up?
I do miss stand-up, yeah.
Yeah.
I got to do one show at the... I think it's called Jam in a Van. Do you know that area or what I'm talking about?
I don't know what you just said.
Okay. It's called Jam in a Van.
Oh, Jam in a Van.
It's in Santa Monica, and they do stand up there usually. And I did a show there like a couple weeks ago.
How was it?
With the masks and everything. It was good.
You performed with a mask on?
Oh, yeah. No. Everyone else had a mask
on. Oh, I see.
But it was, you know, social, no touching, and the whole thing that you must, you know, obey.
Yeah.
It was okay. It was pretty good. It felt great to finally talk to people. For me, like stand up, what I love most about stand up is that like I love, you know, talking to the audience, and I tend to improvise a lot. Mm. Sometimes I just don't even go to my set because I'm one of those stand up guys that's kind of bored with my set.
Yeah.
I mean, you must get.
I get bored.
A little bored with it.
Yeah.
So, but I love the improvising. So that was really fun. I got to do that recently. But other than that, I really do miss it.
Yeah.
I do miss it. I'm a.
Well, it's a good source of income. It's also, sure, it makes you, it validates, because as a, I'll tell you this, and I'm, this is going to sound gross, but in the pandemic, right?
So gross already.
Yikes.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah, yeah. In the pandemic, right? I've been starving. You mean, I've been starving for recognition.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Kalila, have you been starving for recognition?
Look at her face.
I can't even look at him when he says that.
Look at me right now.
I've been that way too. My girlfriend doesn't accept it. Like, she's just like, doesn't even want to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
Look at me right now.
I can't.
I'm going to say it again, and you're going to look at me because you're my fucking partner. All right? Look at me right now, okay?
Okay.
My eyes. Okay, so thank you. I'm starving for recognition.
This is like a scene from right? Dances with
Wolf. And affirmation, and I need to be confirmed.
I'm sure it's
okay. Yeah. But you know, so I know it's a gross thing to say.
Hey, but you know what?
But it's honest.
It's honest and it's authentic.
I believe it.
Yeah, yeah. But there is a little bit of that. So that's why you miss stand up because, you know.
To ask people that question, right?
No, no. What I'm saying about stand up is
the validation.
But it's not just that. Oh. It's you know, when you go out into the world, like if I go to a Ralph's, let's say there was no pandemic.
A Ralph's.
What do you
not
mean?
Not Ralph's.
A Ralph's.
I think that's right.
Okay. You got it the fucking first time.
Honey,
the
I'm
fuck?
Going to a Ralph's. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Or honey, I'm going to Ralph's. I'll be right back.
Wait, which is it?
Yeah, which is it?
I think that's it's a good just question. I think it's just Ralph's. Because it should be the
but
Ralph's.
But he is technically right. It is a Ralph's because it's a chain.
Wait, what did you say? Sure. Just Ralph's?
I'm going to a movie theater.
I'm going to.
Oh wait,
I'm going to the.
Wait, what did I say? I said Ralph's. I'm going to. No, let's go back to what I said.
Rewind it.
I says.
This is a I'm fight over to, articles. Yeah, a.
Let's
say, the?
I'm going to Ralph's. I said.
I'm going to a Ralph's.
I said I didn't say the A. I don't think.
I think you.
George is nodding. So
I said A.
You said A.
So I'm going to a Ralph's.
Oh, it was endearing.
All right. So yeah, when I say a Ralph's, I mean, you know. Because there's six I can think of, right?
Sure. I can think
and I don't want to get specific. Yeah. I don't want to say, I'm going to the Ralph's on
there's a nice one in
Hollywood and, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know,
that's Bravine. The 24/7.
Yes, the one where they're always there to help you.
Yeah, but they have we have sushi all night long.
They do?
Like that,
which Ralph's is this?
That's the Rock and Roll Ralph's, right?
Oh, right, the right.
Anyway.
Nothing to do with rock and roll, but it's
not a sponsor.
Right.
Anyway. You fucking dim dim.
Wow.
What even? What, why was that offensive? That,
because I know that's
what
my heritage.
Dim
Jewish Buddha.
I'm a dim dim.
Are you dim dim? All right,
40% dim dim.
When I go to the Ralph's on Ventura and Oxnard,
Oxnard's
feel better.
That up?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Wait, I don't think
feel better. Like what to the people that live in Oxnard? Did I satisfy you guys now?
Yeah.
Did I?
And if I go to one, you know, it's like I don't really ever get recognized.
Mm. Well, that's just because you're in Oxnard.
I didn't realize we were still
Oxnard.
I am. I have to finish my fucking point, man, okay. Because you were so grossed out
Where'd
by
you
it,
get
right?
That?
So when I go on the road, though, you know what I mean? Whatever city I am, the only people that know me show up on one spot.
Okay.
Right? Uh-oh. So that's why, you know what I mean? I like that affirmation.
That was nice. That was long, but I do understand.
So I'm embarrassed.
That was like 28 minutes.
I know. It wasn't 28 minutes, all right? It was like... And I was interrupted by
the people in Oxnard.
That whole thing.
Let's just say the people in Oxnard rarely take naps. And right now, everyone in Oxnard...
Forget stand-up. Fuck it then.
Okay, no.
All right? Fuck it. All right? So let me ask you another question.
Okay, sure.
me and Kalila got an argument a couple days ago about this.
How often do you argue, by the way?
This is one of the friendly fire.
Oh yeah,
we do friendly arguments. You know, sometimes we don't really scream at each other, though.
No, I'm not.
Oh yeah,
that.
Yeah.
We
really either.
You guys get scream at?
Scream. Well, there's been sometimes
bickering.
Bicker. Yeah, I guess a little bicker.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cheyenne. Her name's Cheyenne.
I love that.
We I said it 15 times already. Sure.
Okay, so I'm not asking.
I've already said don't.
Why is this going?
It's not going anywhere. I'm just saying that I never
already. What?
I didn't pronounce it wrong the first time.
No, you pronounced it right.
Okay, thank you.
Cheyenne. Lovely name.
It's a beautiful name.
If you love yourself more, this interview will be Cheyenne, yeah. Cheyenne Gordon. She's on Instagram.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So at Cheyenne Gordon,
sure.
Follow her.
Is she
a comedian?
No.
Yeah.
She's a model.
Oh, she's a model. Yeah.
Are you a model?
No.
No, she's not a model. Mm.
Yeah. She just can model.
She could. True.
Probably.
Mm. You know what I mean?
So that ship has sailed.
Yeah, yeah.
Am I out
sort
of
like, no, no, if like some sort of southeastern island had a Vogue, maybe.
So the racism is so subtle in this home.
Well, again, the people in southeastern islands.
The Dim Dims?
I got to go to a Ralph's.
Fuck you.
Hey, again.
No, all right, let me ask you something, okay, all right?
God, so
we had a little.
I can't do that to people. It makes me like, I'm so sorry.
You can't say fuck you?
You know,
say it to me. I want to see how you say it. you can't really.
Fuck you. See, I can't.
Oh, you can't?
Yeah.
You don't seem like somebody that
I would go, fuck you.
No, that sounds so not threatening.
That's not threatening.
Well, I would giggle if you did said that to
me. It's like saying sorry, but fuck you.
Oh.
That's kind of like that. Yeah, I can't go, fuck you. Unless you did something bad, like, you know, you picked up my puppy and you threw it across the room or so.
So do you have a puppy?
No. But I'm saying it's an example.
We would have bonded over something.
I did have a dog. She passed away.
Oh,
recently. We bonded.
Feel better,
that.
Baby.
Yeah.
Yes.
You feel better.
Thanks
about
for bringing
dog.
That up.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
When did she die?
12 years ago. No, last year.
Yeah. Okay.
Let me ask you some questions
sure.
about that.
About
how long did you have the dog?
This has gone to another level now. For 12 years.
Oh my God. It's because
I don't know why I'm smirking. It's sad. It was sad. It was terrible.
Yeah.
Losing your best friend, you know.
Yeah.
She lived a long life. She was blind and she didn't know where she was going. And
yeah.
But she had a lot of, like, you know, she was had such energy and a thrive for life. Does that make
sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know what that means. Yeah.
Thank you.
Cheyenne.
She has such a thrive for life.
Yeah. Yeah.
But she did. She was blind and she couldn't. She would like run into walls, and she was happy with that. You know, she'd have a good time. She couldn't see. But,
so, did you have to put her down, or
we did? Yeah, that sucked.
That's always the worst part. When we had to put down Sprout, it was like, you know, every day you're like, "Is today the day? Is today the day?" And then,
right?
You know, sometimes they'll have like this, you know, a more active day than the day before. So it's really just a fucking.
I think it's better if you just walked into a room and they were already dead.
Wait, you mean right off the bat from getting them?
No, no, no. After 12 years, instead of putting them down, I think it'd be instead of waiting and going, oh, when's the day?
Yeah, but
right?
You don't know. That's the hard part.
No, but if you like walk in the room, they're already dead, then you know.
Okay, well, we can also not talk about dead dogs. Sense.
Oh, my bad.
Let's go back to the A. Ralphs.
Let's go back to the question that I said initially.
What about our fight? We had an argument.
Oh, is that what?
Yeah, that was
last ad?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Got it. Yeah.
So
what'd you guys fight about?
Well, it wasn't that. It's just.
Oh yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay. Yeah.
Catan.
That's nice. That's sweet. Mm. Not how you pronounce it, but.
That's what I'm gonna call
Catan.
You.
Catan. Babi le.
Yeah. Catan. Yeah.
So let it roll off.
Do you believe?
Le. Yes.
In Madison. Let me say that again. Fuck you.
In Madison.
Not in Madison. Let me just get it out. We can edit it out.
Oh,
fine.
Okay.
We won't. Okay. But let me just say Madison. Something. Okay. Because I'm saying it dramatically and slowly, and so then I get hung up on the word.
Oh, mm-hmm. It's good, though. So far, it's really it's strong.
Yeah.
It's a different side.
Yeah. Dances with Karens.
Oh, no.
Anything. Hello? Anything?
Anything? Hello?
Do you believe in manifestation?
Oh, yeah. You mean an afterlife?
No. No, not afterlife. In manifesting things in your life.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yes, I do. Yeah.
You do believe in manifesting things in your life?
I think so.
Yeah.
To a degree.
Correct. Yeah.
To a degree.
I'm not like, you're not going to see me outside of my house in a white robe and doing some, you know, things that cost money.
Yeah. Right, right. But do you believe that if you know, think of something and you believe it's strong enough,
I got into like say was it The Secret? Was that the book?
Yeah,
that
The Secret. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
What
the
we argued
board?
About.
That's what we argue about. The Secret.
You're arguing about the vision board.
I'm arguing against it.
Oh.
Mm.
Well, look, I do believe there is a sense of you know why I think it works is because it makes you put all your energy into it, really, and it channels you. Not channels you. Puts you in a place where it sets you up to see if that's a possibility.
Yeah, and so we should probably... Bobby's talking about manifestation, by the way, for those of you guys who haven't caught on. And it's basically, Bobby believes that if you think about it long enough, if you pray about it hard enough, things will eventually Okay, we'll
so
explain
not
it the
exactly
way.
What
to
it
a
is.
Degree at all.
Explain it first so then I can give you a counter.
Like, not like...
Well, if you think about it long enough and you pray about it long enough, it's part of it. It's a part of it.
I mean, is he a little delusional?
No, no, just listen to what I'm saying, okay?
Like Jack and the Beanstalk delusional? Like,
oh my God, I don't even know what that is.
Beanstalk.
Why are you angry then?
I don't know why. It just made me angry.
Hey, fuck you.
Hey, fuck you.
Oh.
Katan.
Bobby Lee.
Cheyenne. Anyway.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts. I don't know why. Seems like the energy used to be Cheyenne.
Yeah,
the same energy used to
be. Yeah.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
That's so true. You're good at energy.
I'm good at like tagging for movies.
Yeah. So what I believe is that not only thinking about it, but believing it. Right? Especially it's not just enough to pray about it or thinking about something. It's literally meditating, closing your eyes, and actually believing it's happening or it's going to happen. A knowing almost. Right? I think that's different than thinking about it.
I don't know if that would work.
She's saying that since I grew up in a country club.
That sounds like a gym. Crunchy?
No.
Okay.
Country. Country club. I grew up, you know, my parents had, you know, we're upper middle class.
Oh, upper middle.
Yeah.
Not middle.
Not middle, not upper. Right in between.
Yeah.
The transitional period.
It's a gray area class.
So, you know, we had swimming pool. You know, when
a little more upper than middle.
Yeah.
Go on.
Oh, I want to hurt you so bad.
More like upper.
I want to twist you.
Middle. Right? Go back a little bit.
All right.
Back up, upper.
I want to fucking hurt you, man.
Sorry, go ahead.
So, you know, I grew up with, you know, when I was 16, I got a car. And she's saying that because
let me say what I want to say.
Wow.
Go ahead then.
Because you're going to water down my
I'm not
argument.
Watering shit down.
Jesus Christ.
First off,
terrible. You guys aren't getting along at all. You're going to have to manifest this relationship.
Every day.
Please. Every day.
Relationship. Go make it work.
Yeah. So I didn't grow up in the United States. I grew up in a third world country.
Right.
And
he was talking about Oxnard. Go on.
While I do believe in the law of attraction, and I do believe you get what you give out, and I do believe in positive thinking, and I do believe in putting out an attitude if that's exactly what you want to receive back. But but to believe in an idea that if you manifest something, that it will automatically come into your life does not take into account luck, timing, privilege, all of these things that he had growing up.
Upper middle class.
In a third world country in an absolute, you know, basically squalor, right? Mm-hmm. And wish it all I want and never have it. What I'm saying is you're not taking into account.
You can't manifest something that's impossible.
Ugh.
Well,
right. So no. So listen. Right. I can close my eyes and go, you know what? One day I'm going to live on the planet Venus,
which could happen. We don't know what's going to happen.
I know it's not going to happen.
We don't know. We don't know.
All right. But let's just suppose it's the odds of it happening though
are
one in a zillion.
Like being upper middle.
Yeah.
I still call bullshit.
Right, so it's like, say my point, though. Let me say my point, all right? So you can't manifest something that's impossible, okay?
Right.
So what she's saying is that, you know, if you grew up in, like, Skid Row in Bangladesh, for instance, do they have a Skid Row?
Which actually isn't a bad place.
The Skid Row in Bangladesh?
That happens to be the better part of Bangladesh.
Skid Row is good. Skid Row in Bangladesh is good.
When people
they have a Gucci's Gucci store there.
Yeah, they do. When tourists come, like, take me to
Skid Row.
Skid Row.
Where the Montclair is.
Of course, madam. Everyone knows that's the best place in Bangladesh.
And that's where you can get, okay. So
there's a Ralph's there.
Right. So it's like, if I'm in Bangladesh, right, and in the slums, all right, and I can't think to myself, I can't go manifest, I'm going to be a bigger Hollywood movie star than Tom Hardy, for instance.
Wow.
Right? Because it's not a reality. It's never going to happen.
Compete with
but
him?
You can, right? Being a poor kid. You know what? I'm going to become a Bollywood star.
Mm.
I mean, that is a possibility, a realm of possibility. So this kid can, you know what I mean?
No one is saying you can't dream big. All I'm saying is that if you really believe in the idea that manifesting is what gets you results in life, how do you explain that to a 9-year-old with cancer? What I'm saying is bad things happen to good people and good things happen to really horrible people. And that's and that's just a chance of life. You can't explain all of your blessings on the fact that you think you manifested it, because then you're thinking you're a fucking messiah of some sort.
Yeah, and you do. You think that.
You know what I mean? Like, that's a narcissistic way to view life. Like, if I just will it, it will come. But I think it's, honestly, the way you describe it, it's like rich boy spirituality.
Upper middle class.
Yeah.
So fuck the secret.
Okay. So
hey, we could have just.
I know.
We could have got them back.
You're right. All right. There are things that happen in life that you can't escape, like diseases,
luck, chance, timing, privilege.
Right.
Circumstance.
Right.
And so it's like.
But I'm not saying that manifestations, you know, life happens, right? So I'm not saying that that's bad true. Things that aren't going to happen, right? You're living life. So in life, random things can, a meteor can come from the sky, from Venus, where I'm going to live.
Is that where they?
Where I'm going to live one day. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? And it could crush me right now, even though I have these grand dreams. But while I'm here living life where bad things happen, all that stuff, I can still manifest the positive things.
Yeah, because those bring up your mood and make you a happy person.
No, but they've actually happened in my life. I mean, let me ask you something right now.
I think that's luck, chance, hard work, privilege.
No. Let me ask you something.
Has a meteor ever? Oh.
Let me ask you something.
I wanted to ask. Let's ask Chris.
No, let me just finish my point.
Good time.
Can I finish my point?
We're just fighting in front of him.
I know,
but this does not sound like a fight.
Okay.
Honestly.
Yeah, yeah. Let me just finish my point and then we can move on, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, no, forget. Let's move on.
Everyone wants to know.
We're so deep into this, you can't just move on.
What's the point?
You can't, like, this is like going to a Ralph's and not checking out my food.
Am I the laziest person you've ever seen?
Again, I'm going to say luck.
Do you think I lucked? Everything that I have in my life.
You have natural talent. You've had privilege. You've had great timing and good things have happened to you. And you should just be grateful for that and saying that I willed this to be. That's fucking narcissistic.
So are you willing things a lot lately? Is that the problem?
I believe that I will things.
Too much. So she's like, oh.
Because in this pandemic, for instance, I haven't really done much. I've never left the house.
What do you do to will things? Are you like,
no, I sit there and I go and I just, and I, maybe you're right. Maybe it's just, I'm just a lucky
guy. Bobby, shut up. I have dragged your fat ass to auditions.
Oh, that's not, let's just.
That's not willing things. That's putting in the work. That's putting in the work, Bobby. You put in the work the last 6 years.
I think she just wants you to be grateful, I think.
I am grateful.
I know you are.
I'm grateful. I'm trying
to tell her that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. All right. Let's go back to Chris now. Right.
You kind of made up.
You're right. You know, you're right.
You know, I went too far. I dragged your fat ass to auditions. That was the line that went too far. That was abusive. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but you can't cut that out.
I'm going to cut that out.
That's toxic negativity.
That's toxicity.
Do not cut that out because I'm tired of her looking good in these things.
I look horrible every time. I look like the asshole.
All right.
Oh, you look.
If you cut that out, I swear to God, we're gonna have a fucking problem. And I will listen to it.
Why would they cut that out?
She cuts out shit that she doesn't like about herself.
Oh, so you'll come out
anyway. So
let's regroup.
So Chris, hello, how are you?
I think he's sad.
That was so involving.
Yeah, yeah. So when do you think that this is going to end? You think
the pandemic?
We're going to get back in the next year?
It's a loaded question.
Yeah. What do you think?
I guess probably. Well, it's already starting up a little, getting better, right? The
yeah.
The restaurants are opening a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think probably, hopefully this. I think the beginning of summer we can probably go out and work again. I think.
Yeah. I want to ask you another question. I wasn't going to ask you. But we'll cut it out if you're uncomfortable about it. Mm-hmm. Have you told people that you had COVID?
Oh, I did have COVID. Yes.
Have you told people?
I did on like Instagram.
You did? Good.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
my girlfriend and I had it.
Yeah. You both had it.
We had it over the summer.
So can we talk about?
It was a lot of fun.
You enjoyed yourself?
Yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah. Oh. Let me ask you about COVID then.
Sure.
All right. You went to Arizona, right?
Yes.
That's where you think you got it?
Yes.
Right. So you went out to a restaurant?
Well, yes, but that may not necessarily be the place, but we probably think it might be if you break it down.
Yeah, yeah, you know? Yeah. So then you went there, you came back. And so what was the initial like feeling that you had?
That sparked that like, oh, maybe like, I got. Maybe,
yeah, yeah.
For me, it was back pain. But it wasn't my back that was hurting. It was my lungs. Mm. That's
what.
But I don't know if you ever had a lung situation, everyone.
Mm-hmm. But, I have.
But, yeah, good. You in the back.
I was in the hospital for 2 weeks when I was 17 from double pneumonia.
There, wow. See, you know how the, mm-hmm. yeah. So it hurts. And what's frustrating, though, is like, I want to do something about it, but you can't because you don't know what's your lungs yet. But that's what hurt the most for me at first. And then Cheyenne got, she got like, she has allergies. So she started getting more, you know, congested. Feeling like more congested, but like really brings on the allergies. You know, and her immune system was a little bit lower than usual, so that hurt her harder. And there was no sweating. Uh-huh. There was a lack of taste and smell. And but you felt like it was a flu, but you were like, is this the flu? Like, you don't know what exactly it is. It's like a different feeling.
Was a different
feeling. You want to label it. Like, you label toxic positivity.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I need a label for this.
Yeah.
There wasn't a label for this yet. But it was like, it was COVID, so that was.
So how long, because I've never had it.
Yeah.
God willing, I don't. I don't know why I'm doing this.
Yeah, don't. Will it.
What
will
is
it away.
God willing, I don't.
Will it away.
Right. These are lying.
Yeah, yeah.
Virus does not lying? Care about the secret. Let me tell you, the virus does not care about the secret.
I never said it does.
Wow, we're opening up another.
And see how she goes back? We went through the secret, yeah. And she goes back to attack me.
So you don't want to go back.
So how long did it last, COVID?
Probably about a month, I'd say.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
A month?
But we had a doctor that helped us out.
So, I see.
We took steroids. We did take steroids.
The prednisone?
We were given the steroids, yeah.
Oh, you were.
Yeah. Mm. But it was okay. It wasn't, not okay. It felt terrible. But at least we both had it at the same time.
Right.
Did it hit her as hard as it hit you?
I think it hit her harder.
Wow. And she's young. She's young and healthy and fit.
Yes. And I'm old and decrepit and not a good guy.
What?
I don't know what that means.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a month. What? So, but is it as bad as, you know, obviously I think it is, right?
What? As they
COVID?
Say?
Yeah. As they say.
Yeah. Well, you also can, you also like, does this, it doesn't go away. And when it goes away a little bit maybe, and then it hits you harder.
That's what I heard too. Yeah,
yeah, but you're just the feeling is like there's nothing I can do about this but just sleep or just stay in bed. It's just not.
Yeah,
but I didn't. Again, I wasn't sweating. It didn't feel like the flu, but my temperature was high. But it didn't feel like it was. It just was not a good time.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm glad you got over it, man.
Thanks,
you know, you lived through it, and
I lived through it. Yeah,
a lot of people don't.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about most of the time. Like, because if I were older and what you said, decrepit, and
yeah,
I was. You never said that, but yeah, if I were older and I had a lower immune system, I probably wouldn't be. I'd probably be going to the hospital.
But we've had friends and like my sister's partner, one of the nurses that she works with, passed away, and she was in her 30s.
Right.
And one of the officers that works in her jails, he died, and he was in his late 30s.
Mm. Yeah.
So you just never really know. It's kind of this, like, of weird thing where it's like you just, it's still, we think we know everything about it, but we kind of still don't because it just affects people so weirdly.
Yeah. It still annoys me, people that think it's not out there, you know. It is. Obviously, it is.
Yeah. And it affects people differently, and it's like, you know, it's like I'm not being mindful about wearing a mask and all that stuff for myself.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm doing it because I don't want to get Kalila or Jules. Oh, we have another girl that's here. My daughter almost, Juliana. I don't want to get Juliana or
Julie. So close to Giuliani.
Yeah.
That's what we call her, Rudy.
That's what we call her, Rudy.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
We call her Rudy.
I missed the whole joke.
Sorry. But I do it so that, like, you know, I just don't want to give it to my mom or my brother or anything. You know, it's like you do it for.
That's
other
very
people.
Sweet that you did that. You thought about others.
Like being sarcastic?
No. Did I do it?
No, because I have friends that do that.
Well, at least you're
that's Santino. Santino would do that.
Oh, say that? Yeah. Like that? And you wouldn't know if he's telling the truth or not? Mm. Yeah.
So, but, you know, I'm glad you're healthy. And, you know, I found out I literally thought you were a goner.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I prayed about it.
Oh, I did get a text from you saying, listen, I think you're gonna be gone.
Like, what?
Yeah. And then I texted like that. Back, that's very sweet of you. And then I never heard back again.
Yeah.
Because he said, and then he texted back a week later, I thought you got it.
Yeah. But I pray, but I did pray for you, right?
That's,
you knew who else had it? Our friend Skylar had it.
Did he have it?
Yeah.
Oh, he just told me like, dude, I don't know. I think I got it. I don't know if I have it or not.
No, he got
That's how he talks about it.
Yeah, he got it. I know several people, you know, Andrew had it. The Lughead? Shaw had it. And then Brendan Shaw.
Oh, Brendan Shaw.
Yeah, who else had it? Michael Yo had it.
Yeah. Oh, bad.
He almost died.
He almost died.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he had to go.
I know Hal Wilner was a great friend. He worked on SNL, and he passed.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Hey, guys, we're going to take another really quick break to share some of our favorite sponsors with you.
How's your comforter looking these days?
Not good.
A lot like you feel?
Yeah.
Maybe a little lumpy, maybe a little deflated?
Not only lumpy, there's gigantic holes in it.
No longer has the same fluff it used to.
Never had it.
It's time to refresh with Brooklinen.
Whether you're an early bird or like the snooze button, everyone deserves sleep in ultimate comfort. And that starts with your comforter. Brooklinen can help you get your best sleep. Brooklinen creates beautiful, high-quality bedding and home essentials. We, in our house, you know, we use the Brooklinen. I don't know if you know that or not. Everyone in this house just loves it, okay? They work directly with manufacturers to give you a fair price. No middlemen, no markups. Their comforters come in lightweight all season and ultra warm to suit every type of sleeper and lifestyle. There's even a weighted comforter option for stress relief.
The comforter that Bobby and I have.
We have the lightweight.
Because I run hot in my sleep. Lightweight all season one that.
It's the best one.
It's the best. But if
They're all good.
Yeah, but if you do, you can also get the ultra warm one if you
whatever you need.
You know, gets a chill in the middle of the night.
Right?
Yep.
They also offer a variety of materials, including an eco-friendly, recycled down alternative. And Brooklinen's comforters pair perfectly their sheets, pillows, and duvet covers. There's a reason Brooklinen has over 75,000 five-star reviews and counting. Tell us more about it, Gil.
Treat yourself to ultimate comfort with Brooklinen's comforter collection. Go to brooklinen.com and use the promo code TIGER to get $25 off with a minimum purchase of $100. That's BROOKLINEN.com and enter promo code TIGER for $25 off with a minimum purchase of $100. That's brooklinen.com, promo code TIGER.
Ship station.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You know what, guys? This company would not work without ShipStation because we have merchandise and we use ShipStation to get all of our products out there to the good people of this world.
Mm.
If you sell stuff online, you're definitely in the right business. More people are shopping online than ever. That means a lot of orders coming in and a lot of orders you'll need to ship out fast. That's why online sellers like you need ShipStation. No matter how much you sell, ShipStation makes it super easy to manage and ship all your orders from all your sales channels faster, cheaper, and more efficiently. Import orders from any sales channel. Ship with any carrier. Access discounted shipping rates. Automate just about any shipping task. You'll spend a lot less time on shipping and a little bit more time growing your business.
No matter where you're selling, Amazon, Etsy, or your own website, ShipStation funnels all of your orders into one simple interface that you can manage from anywhere, even your cell phone. You'll even get access to amazing discounts with major carriers, including UPS, FedEx, and USPS. Easily compare carriers and choose the best solution every time. It's no wonder ShipStation has 5-star reviews.
ShipStation
has more 5-star reviews than any other shipping software. Tell us more about it, Gil.
Ship more in less time. Just use your offer code BELLY to get a 60-day free trial. That's 2 months free of no-hassle, stress-free shipping. Just go to ShipStation.com. Click on the microphone at the top of the page and type in BELLY. That's ShipStation.com. Enter offer code BELLY. Make ship happen. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Do you miss those days, SNL days, or no?
You know, I do because it was so, well, you know, were you in front of an audience?
We did, yeah.
But it was like taped. It wasn't live.
Don't
anything.
Make fun of us. I mean,
so you guys were like taped, right?
Yeah, we fucking
right.
taped
so
it.
So you
we
could
were,
like edit and shit.
We edited.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
Right.
Upper. Middle class.
Yeah.
But no, you were.
How what, was it nerve?
It was. I do miss it. Yeah, but not like, oh my God, I miss it. My decision of leaving, you know. But it's
yeah.
I do miss it sometimes because there's nothing like it, obviously. So
because when we,
but it's so stressful that what if I were to go back there, like if Lauren was all of a sudden like, come back, let's just be spontaneous. So
yeah,
if I came back and I was back in the cast for some weird reason, I'd probably be like, this is not. It's too stressful.
Yeah.
It's very stressful.
Yeah, because with us, I remember, you know, when we do a live sketch, right, we would do a take in front of a live audience.
Right.
But then they would give us notes.
Oh, that's interesting, too.
Right, so they would cut, and then you would have a bunch of writers and producers go, don't say that line, say this.
Right
so,
after the scene?
Is it, like, right, yeah, so they'll give us
part of the scene?
No, right. We'll do the whole sketch.
Right.
They'd cut it. Right, because we would shoot it live.
Right.
And then they would give us notes, jokes, you know what I mean?
And
quick edits. And then you would do it again.
Right.
Right? But I can't imagine
that's
like...
That's similar.
No, because you guys just did it one time.
We have a dress rehearsal, though. In front of a live audience, but it's not a live show. It's not the one that people are going to see on television. So we do have that. So we have that. I like how you do that.
Yeah.
But we do have an opportunity to do what you did and see if jokes work or not. Like, it's a 2-hour show that we do, and we already know there's going to be a 1/2-hour cut.
Wow.
So. But so, we have that time to give notes and stuff.
But I can imagine that in the beginning of each show, you would be, being on Mad TV felt like we were on community theater. Like it didn't there was no stakes. It didn't feel like the stakes were high.
And it came across that way.
No. That's a real you, by the way.
That's me.
Yeah. But
I'm such a dick.
Yeah.
No.
But I can't imagine. I always think too when I was on Mad, going, I wouldn't be able to do SNL because just the pressure of it. You know what I mean? So I mean, were you like the night before like sleepless because you were so nervous?
No, I was more. It's if you're, you know, I was like if you're busy enough, you won't be sleepless, you know.
Right.
And I usually had a pretty good show. Lauren was giving to me, and he put my stuff in, so he trusted me.
Right.
So I was one of the luckier ones. I was a little bit on the upper middle class. I
mean,
But no, he was. I got a lot of my stuff, so it wasn't as bad of as. Stressful as some others may have.
Wait, who was on your generation on the show? It was Will.
It was one of the best. I think it was Will, Tina, Jimmy, Seth, Poehler, Rachel Dratch, Horatio.
Oh my God.
Rachel Dratch.
Brett Armisen.
Great.
Molly.
Yeah.
Bill Murray, Chevy Chase. No. Who else? It was a good cast. It was a great cast.
Oh, what? Yeah, it's a really good class.
Will Arnett.
Great. Right?
Forte. God, there's so many Wills.
Yeah.
Will Forte.
Forte, yeah.
Not Arnett.
Because it was like, obviously, the old school, the beginning, right?
Right.
And then there was the generation, you know, the Eddie Murphy, Joe Piscopo.
Yeah.
That was a little weird.
That was a weird time.
It wasn't like super
But that was
strong.
Like the, not to be rude to the others in the cast, but that was like the Eddie Murphy time, I think. That's when I started watching SNL, because I was like, this guy is insane.
It's so good.
Yeah. And that's so fun to watch in comedy, just like seeing that guy that just lifted the bar.
Yeah.
And you're just waiting for everyone else to go up to that bar now, you know?
Yeah.
Because he's like, well, everybody's going to have to compete with this guy because he's so good.
And then
that's so exciting. That doesn't happen that often anymore.
It doesn't.
It just doesn't, you know? You're waiting for who's the next hero.
Right. You know? Yeah.
I think that's another to be discussed.
And then you had the Dana Carvey,
right.
John Lovitz, that general, Phil Hartman.
Right.
David Spade, Schneider, all those guys,
one.
Adam Sandler.
Dennis Miller.
And then your wave was great. You know what I mean? So
that's what I grew up to because when I came from the Philippines at 15, that
you had
was
a small television.
We had a big television back home, but we didn't have American programs.
Oh, he's upper riddle.
We were up.
She was upper.
Yeah, you were.
Only in the first part of my life.
You tell me your dad was like a fucking, you know.
Yeah, but then he lost. He made some
bad
money.
An admiral of some sort of fleet or something.
he had gambling issues.
Oh my God, how did you know this?
He just said he lost something.
Well, no, he made some really bad money moves. But he comes from old money. My dad was a very his side of the family
like
very
Scrooge.
Rich. When I first came to the United States, I hadn't really watched any SNL growing up because there's only a few American programs that made it back home. Gary Shandling made it back home. The other things, Wimbledon tennis, stuff like that.
Yeah, those go hand in hand.
Yeah, yeah. When I came here,
Wimbledon. Are you watching Wimbledon? No. Oh, you must be watching Gary Shandling. two options.
Oh, that's not true. We had IndyCar. We had I knew Michael.
You didn't have the Golden Girls.
We had the Golden Girls. Of course, we did.
Then why didn't you just mention that?
That's why didn't you mention that?
What else did we have? Yeah. Like, we didn't have, what do you call those, Cabbage Patch things?
Do you have Cheers?
But that's not a television show.
No, I discovered Cheers here.
Did you have Happy Days?
Oh. We didn't have Happy Days.
Oh,
my God, no Happy Days?
Laverne and Shirley?
No, so you never saw the episode where Fonzie turned blind?
Cheers, all of that here for the first time, and I had to go all the way back.
I bet you Three's Company.
Nope, no Three's
Company.
What?
No Three's Company?
What about MASH?
Yeah.
We had Care Bears.
Care Bears? What's that?
Yuck.
Fern Gully?
What?
No, really, what is that? What is that?
What is that?
Care Bears?
Really,
what's Fern Gully?
No, Fern Gully.
Yeah. Fern Gully was... Robin Williams was in Fern Gully.
Oh, we should know that.
Yeah, he played Batty.
Oh, Batty the Fern.
No, Batty the Bat.
Oh, Batty the Bat.
Batty the Bat.
Oh, obviously.
Yeah.
Fern Gully.
Is that a picture of Fern Gully?
Is that a TV show?
No, it was a movie.
What did they do? You were mentioning TV
shows. Yeah, we're trying to mention
it. That's a fucking
idiot. Oh.
So I did. Okay, hold on. Name more and tell me if I know him.
All right. How about this? Classics, though.
What?
Taxi.
Taxi. Do you remember
Taxi? Is
that
a show?
Yeah. What do you think about what do you think? Why are we even asking in first place?
What? So exactly. No Taxi.
Not the quickest.
Exactly.
Not the quickest.
No,
I'm joking.
Okay,
the
no,
attitude I like.
Very quick.
No Taxi. What else?
Okay. So did they All in the Family.
All in the Family.
Hero. Don't Brady, never watched it.
Brady Bunch?
Watch the Brady Bunch.
Okay.
Oh, they have to have
it. I'm just shocked about Happy Days. That's just that hurts me.
Which is okay, maybe we didn't have the channels, but
no, I'm shocked about
cable.
Right. Oh, so you
Three's
got
Company
porn.
Because three I thought Three's Company
porn, Gary Shandling
was
Gary Shandling for sure.
In terms of comedy
porn, again,
they would
it.
Get that kind of comedy. Mm-hmm. Three's Company.
Yeah. So anything that was like
zany, you know what I mean?
It's good that she got Gary Shandling because that is not your typical sitcom.
Yeah, but nobody watched it. Two people watched it.
My dad watched it.
Yeah.
That's why I love Gary Shandling.
Her dad and her dad and
it was the ratings. That was the ratings.
Yeah.
Anything like big, like, and every Eddie Murphy movie made it.
Oh, so you saw like that one that wasn't very good? The one?
which one? What?
The one that was serious. Oh, Harlem Nights. Oh, that was actually pretty good.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Harlem Nights was great.
I think I had a difficult time seeing Eddie Murphy. You know, I have a difficult time. A difficult time when a comedian gets serious or, you know, I look good now. And there's some scenes in there where Eddie Murphy was like in bed with another, I don't know what.
A woman?
A woman.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. A woman.
Yeah.
And she's like kissing his nipples or something. It was kind of weird. Like,
yeah. Oh,
he's
yeah.
Being very serious about, like, I'm a lover.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
It's always awkward when, like Ben Stiller, he takes his shirt off again. Like, you don't need to take your shirt off.
Yeah. What is it about
works out,
comedians? Like, no, but when comedians become, like, very serious and they're
not
in a love
thing.
Scene.
Yeah, like Kevin Hart. Like, we know you work out. We don't have to.
Imagine him in a scene
going, you don't need to work out that much. Me doing that.
Yeah. I would love to see him in a sex scene.
I want to see you in a sex scene so badly. I've
oh,
been
me in a sex scene?
Yeah, how about us two in a threesome?
I'd be like
in a threesome. That's
what it is. You both? Like,
where do I go? Over here now? Okay.
Oh, yeah. I would, you know what? I don't think I'd be able to orgasm realistically.
I would not be able. No way.
Like if
I'd be the guy like, I think I need another water. Anybody need a water?
Yeah. If this, no, you have
show
to play
me,
it real.
Me.
All right, we're on a one, Bob. Here
no,
we
but
go.
I, no, because,
five, four,
no,
three,
wait,
two,
hold on.
Action.
What's that? Oh.
No.
What's the hand?
He's fucking you.
What's the hand?
He's fucking you.
Yeah, but he's grabbing my hair? What's
the back
the
of your hand?
I thought we were doing some...
No, I'm saying orgasm in a realistic way where it's not funny.
Well, do it the way you do it in real life.
Like, no, because that, I do it in a funny way in real life.
No,
well, do it
don't.
In a real way. Do it when you're by yourself.
Is that how you do it?
Why do you?
Are you like both hands?
Because that's her. I like her on top.
She's
so wait,
never.
So wait, are you?
Never
oh, she's on top.
He's a.
Yeah. Are you holding anything when you're doing this?
What?
Are you pulling or?
What am I pulling? No, this is her shoulders.
Well, you were like that. She's not very tall.
She is. She's 5'9".
The way you're demonstrating, it looks like she has.
I'm 5'4".
She has no torso.
Anyway, I'll go okay. like this. I'll do the countdown again.
Okay. All right, background.
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 Okay.
We hired extras for your demonstration.
People are walking by the window.
All right, Bobby Lee.
They all live in near A. Ralph's.
Yeah, all right, yeah, Summer Nights Part 2, Apple, and action. Don't cut. No one cut. So, okay. Keep working. Let them keep working.
That's it.
That was it?
Look, it's realistic.
I believe that you shot so much out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You think I unloaded a lot?
Whatever. I don't know. What in there. Yeah. But a lot came out.
There's zero propulsion to his. There's no shooting out, nothing.
Oh, God, babe. What are you at?
It's a bloop.
Yeah, mine's like a.
It's a bloop.
Mine's like a bleep.
Oh, you have a bleep?
You have a bleep?
You know, the first time I masturbated, yeah. I remember, and I was told to. I was caught spying on a neighbor. Which is this is not
illegal.
This is not a funny story.
Yeah, yeah,
this
yeah.
is serious shit. I did illegally. I guess so. Yeah. Well, I was.
How old were you?
I was spying on. I was like, 13.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I wasn't like 40. first time I masturbated. Yeah, 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 yeah. But I was told my dad. I think there was a discussion like. The parents and the neighbors got together, like, what are we going to do about the boy that masturbated outside the window? And, like, we're like, well let's teach, we should probably educate him, you know, about that. So, I was told to just, you know, go in your room and touch it and bring a lot of napkins.
Wow. Yeah. As if you were going to, like,
yeah. And I was like this. I was like that, not knowing... what's going to happen? Because the first time you masturbate, you don't know what's going to happen because you've never had that release.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm. What came out?
A lot of, you know, it was a good time.
Is your sperm, if you're young, is your sperm younger?
Oh, than yourself? Yeah, because it was just created. The sperm inside of you.
I mean, let me ask you something.
Your sperm is the youngest.
I know, but are they more viral?
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 No, not viral.
Well, a picture of it would become very viral. Your sperm.
If I analyzed the sperm that I had when I was 12, and I analyzed the sperm that I have now, right? I feel like the sperm at 12, if I really look closely, they would have, like, you know, sweatbands on and running shoes. Mm. And they were, like, going to be really healthier.
Right? Yeah, I mean, I'm a product of old dad sperm. And that's why I have a lot of weird fucking issues.
Yeah, because her dad was 60.
Because your sperm was old, so you have old issues.
My dad was a sick. When he conceived me, he was 60 years old, 3-pack-a-day smoker.
Mm. Right.
And while
you smoke a lot.
As a baby, apparently.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
I just think that I have weird genetics because of old dad sperm.
Oh, right. Okay, got it.
Blue G's.
I wish there was a way to edit the sperms. Do they have that?
Like, yeah, they do now.
Like, or there's a sperm, they catch it. Like, that sperm is just one where you smoke. Get that sperm out of there.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
And then they put other technology. Ones. Like, these are good. These are ones that like to have oatmeal. sperms. Get that one out. That's the one that parks illegally.
But you find though,
this one this one doesn't interrupt people.
Oh, excuse me. But do you find that sex though and that sexual drive dissipates at our? How old are you?
I'm 50. I'm 50.
I'm 49.
Oh,
hi.
Well, this is a good time. We're having a good time.
Yeah, we're a good time.
Nobody's knocking us.
Yeah. But do you feel like my sexual drive is far less
than mine?
No. As it was. Do you find that?
I guess a little bit, yeah.
Well, you're still a fuck machine?
Oh. No. I'm definitely not a fuck machine. No, not as much, for sure.
Yeah.
We don't have it as much as others probably do.
Yeah. I have to say, though.
Yes.
I thought that today's podcast was.
Is it over already?
No, we're going to do. We have a closer.
Do we have a game or something?
We have a game that we play at the end, yeah.
Okay.
But I think that
like guess this cum.
Is it young or old?
But I have to say that
whose cum is this?
It was a real delight having you on. It was
Thank you.
Oh, see? Good timing.
Good
What's going
timing.
On? It was fun. Is that called turning back
I
on?
Did have a good time.
Did you have a good time?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it kind of went on a it ended
a journey.
On a come
journey.
Like a,
come journey.
That's how it always ends.
It ended on come,
Why
which
did
is
go
weird.
In that direction. Why couldn't we?
It's because we it's not scripted.
Oh right, that's what's happening.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We go different directions, and sometimes
I got.
You hit a
oh,
dead
like
end.
An interview. We didn't. It's not dead.
It's Wait. No. It, the whole thing is great.
It is.
Did you guys say where you met?
We had so many.
I don't even remember down. Where I met him. I
don't.
I do. I think maybe in Vegas. Actually.
Oh, maybe.
We were performing, and I was with a group of guys, gentlemen, people.
Maybe.
We were friends with Anthony.
Oh,
I think.
Anthony who?
Anthony Kiedis.
Anthony Kiedis.
Oh, so yeah, you were with Kiedis.
And
Sacha Baron Cohen.
Ooh. Yes. And
Spade.
I think so.
Yeah, yeah, it was Spade.
But he may not have been there at that moment.
He wasn't there at the moment, but I do
remember. Oh, we went to go see him perform.
You went to see me perform.
And you.
Yeah.
Or
yeah, it was you.
Or we said we were going to see him. We didn't. I don't remember.
No, 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 you did. No, no because I remember Anthony being there, right?
Right, we did see
him. And then we went to a steak restaurant.
It was packed, I remember.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm, it was.
And we went to a steak restaurant afterwards.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
That's where I first hung out with
That's
him.
Right.
Yeah.
I remember that was.
That was a fun night.
It was a
very
good time.
Memorable.
We had a good time.
Night, you know?
Yeah. Even though you said it like as if you don't remember, you do remember it.
I do remember it.
I know.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
you were like, and you were
no,
you're kind of the. That's so right.
Fuck no, you. Yeah, at the end of our show, we do a thing called unhelpful advice.
Unhelpful or
yeah.
Help?
So when, okay. whatever.
No, I know.
It can be helpful or unhelpful. And people Ooh. Email us and they ask real questions, and we try to answer it for them.
Oh, I love this part.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Unhelpful advice with Bobby, Kalila, and Chris Katar.
Now, this whole time, I thought it was another person.
Your podcast has really helped me through early sobriety by distracting me with Bobby's hilarious, childlike, and unfiltered view of the world. He's helped me see dark times a little lighter and not dwell in depression. I am 60 days sober, and tomorrow I'm going to break up with my boyfriend because I used him as another DOC to avoid truly healing.
Mm.
I know this is best for us, but it's really, really sad. I'm about to start therapy and see a psychiatrist for the first time. My question is, what advice do you have regarding therapy and healing past trauma? Thank you. Faith from Kansas City, Missouri, 26 years old.
Wow, so the show goes into Kansas.
It's a woman?
Yeah, Faith.
Faith, of course. Faith is a woman.
What's the last question again?
What advice do you have regarding therapy and healing past trauma?
It's a lot.
60 days sober.
60 days sober. How old is she?
26.
Please don't make fun of me.
Not,
I don't think he was. I think he was. Maybe he was.
His mask is off.
Where's okay. my mask? Look at this mask I got.
I know. You know. When you were, I wasn't gonna bring that up. I'll bring it up.
I was leaving late. My girlfriend said, "Here, no. take this one."
It looks like something Liberace would wear to
yeah.
cover his penis.
It's the. This is like a cougar mask. Like
yeah.
Cougar.
You don't look good with it on.
It does
I
not
like
look,
it.
This
no,
not.
He did not look good with it on earlier.
Yeah, this is not right. Anyway. It's wrong. Okay. So
what I have to say is that you're young, and 60 days sober is a huge deal.
And
listen, like, you know, when I was sober in my 20s, I didn't even think about dealing with going to therapy and dealing with trauma.
Hmm.
So you're way ahead of the game, just in terms of like, you know, addressing those kind of issues. You know, I think that's a
I agree.
Each thing, right? Don't you think?
Oh, yeah, totally. It's amazing. And that you also are, it sounds like you're putting your sobriety first, which is important too.
That's important.
And then the relationship.
Yeah.
Because you have that has to come first.
Is there a funnier email? Maybe a question?
Wait, how do you.
Or is there. Can we just wait, do depressing emails?
That's all of them.
They're all depressing.
Wait,
They're
I will say yeah. one thing though. Like, when you,
like suicide sometimes.
Oh.
About because your question was regarding starting therapy mm-hmm. and like working through trauma. Don't phone it in with your therapist in that hour. Be absolutely like be all the versions of yourself. Like break down. Don't hold back.
Mm.
The therapist. You don't have to put a polite face in front of your therapist at all, and give her the ugliest version of yourself. That way you can start from scratch
mm-hmm.
and build from there. Especially when it comes to trauma, because I see specifically a trauma therapist.
Mm-hmm.
And for all the years previous to this, I didn't see a therapist that specialized in trauma until recently. And when I did, it was life-changing. And I realized that all the other years that I had been with not a trauma specialist. I was phoning it in, and I was a very polite person, and I just nodded a lot and listened a lot. I didn't absolutely show her like the worst version of myself, which is what needed, what she needed to see. So that's what I had to say about that. Mm-hmm.
I agree with that. Yeah, definitely show every side of you for sure. I think that's important. And wait, what?
That's another question, Gil?
Another fucking question,
about,
man.
About 6 months ago, about 6 months into dating this girl that I'm currently with, she mentioned that she used to be a stripper 4 to 5 years ago. And roughly a year and a half. This really shocked me and ultimately made me uncomfortable. I do like her very much, but every now and then, the thought of her stripping does creep into my head, and I try to quickly bury it. I know this is my insecurities that are making me uncomfortable about her past, but I'm afraid I will never be able to get over it. Am I an asshole for judging her this much about her past? Should I be able to look past this? Your fan, Jay.
Yes.
As a guy that's dated a lot of strippers, I'd like to say, no.
Have you dated any?
No, I dated. No, I don't think I did. No.
What do you mean you don't think?
No, I think they were stripping. Or I don't think they stripped. I don't remember.
I've hooked up with strippers. I've never dated one.
Yeah. But I think it's great that you're already ahead of the game, that you're already, you know, God, you seem, these guys, they both have problems, and they already seem like they resolved a lot already.
Yeah, but
you have to love the person for who they are, obviously. You can't judge them for anything in the past, obviously. And whatever they went through made them who they are from when they met. So it's obviously made them that person. But you can't judge someone for anything like that, you know, for sure.
You know, for me, you know, in the last 10 years, I've changed my views on it. Because
on stripping?
No, but like in terms of like thinking like, because I know now that a couple of female porn stars that are very big in the game, mm-hmm. right, that are in relationships or they're married.
Mm-hmm. You
know
what I mean? With children.
Right? And for me, it's like, I used to think that like, oh, I could never, you know what I mean, date or marry a porn star or a stripper, right? But once you get to know these women, that you know that it's just an occupation, right?
Right.
It's also very
like a bank teller.
yeah. Like a bank teller. Yeah. And they exactly, Chris. Yeah. And
then occupation.
Exactly. And that they it's also artistic. It's almost because like we talked about Asa, because Asa Akira's done our podcast 3, 4, 5 times, right? Mm. She's very creative when she does her work. It's acting,
right?
It is. Yeah.
Getting that semen out there.
yeah. So what I'm saying is that the case? Like he's weirded out that she's a stripper?
Well, he mm-hmm. answered his own question. He said he was insecure, and that has nothing to do with her. It has all to do with you. Whatever she did,
and you'll find that in therapy too. You'll find out that.
That's such an unfair.
A lot of projecting.
Oh yeah, if it's really unfair
he's
for him
to the fact that other guys desire her.
Yeah, he's insecure about the fact that she was once upon a time a stripper, which is absolutely. If a guy ever, let's say, if I had that profession 5 years ago and he would throw that in my face, that is the biggest red flag.
It's a game, like, it's a game changer.
Imagine, I know for a fact that if I had told you that if I strip from 18 to 20, you wouldn't have given two.
I wouldn't have blinked an eye.
Exactly. Right. Like, what does that have to do with
it? Yeah, how much did she make? Was 5 cents?
What do you mean, me?
Kidding.
You asshole.
Oh my God, what does he mean by that?
Yeah, you can't have judgment.
No, that crazy. That's a wrong move, buddy. Do not.
And if your judgment is going to get in the way of, you know,
loving someone,
just tell the person you can't deal with it. Don't waste their time.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, grow up.
Grow up. Don't make her miserable just because you're insecure.
Yeah. Positive insecurity.
Yeah, Jay.
Love you, though. Jay?
Jay,
love you.
Love you, Chris. Jay. Chris, I love you.
XXOO.
Chris Catan.
Are you falling asleep?
No, I'm just, I want to ask you, is there anything that you want to promote?
Oh, sure. Well, I have a book called Baby Don't Hurt Me. It is true.
Okay.
And
I didn't think you were lying.
No, I know. I know.
Yeah.
What else to promote? Instagram at Chris Catan. I have some projects coming up, but I don't, they're not like, there's one that's, we have to find the head writer right now and a showrunner. So I don't know.
We're both in the same boat.
The same thing, right? Yeah. Everyone's kind of,
Have you ever thought about maybe pottying on the side or no?
Potty?
Podcasting.
Oh, podcast. Yeah. I didn't know that's the term. It sounds like you're taking a dump. Like I'm going to be potty. But I would like to. I didn't think about. There's so many people doing a podcast,
right?
that I felt I
would. I just find like, it to oh, be a way somebody. To like still reach out to the people that like me, and you know.
Right. Yeah, that's a good way to do it. Yeah. Yeah.
I have to say though, one day, very soon, I'd like to have you back on.
I would love to
really
come back.
I really like to.
I could just stay here.
No. We want you to leave
for a while.
No, we want to get the fuck out. But fuck out of here. But I have to say though that I really, really enjoyed our time together.
I did too.
I really did.
It was refreshing.
I got to know you more.
What?
I got to know you.
I did. Yes, I know you more now. I thought I knew you already.
Yeah.
And then I came here, and I'm like, now I know you more.
I know you more now too.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
I think you guys know each other more.
Wow, that's what I thought.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about you, George? Yeah, baby. Two. What does two mean?
Scissor. She wants you guys to scissor.
We'll scissor one day.
Yeah, scissor.
We'll scissor one day. Can guys scissor?
You can. Yeah. It's just gonna be a little bumpy.
Oh, yeah, right.
It's pointless.
It's bumpy.
It's like you're rubbing taint.
Yeah, taints don't taint and taint.
Yeah,
taint I thought that new Christopher Nolan movie was called Taint for a while.
Oh, really? Yeah, if you look at it from like, afar, maybe.
Wow, Taint.
Did you see it?
Good. Taint, yeah.
Tenet?
I saw Tenet. I liked it.
Yeah, I didn't.
It's a little complicated in the end.
Yeah, that people see.
A lot of backwards and forwards. Like, I don't know what's going on. A little too.
Yeah, people, that's but, what. I haven't listened. Yeah. I haven't watched it because people are saying that it's confusing. I don't think that my little feeble mind could get it, but maybe I'll try.
Yeah, it's not. Don't be so hard on yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, no, it is a little bit like, but I think once you get it, you understand it, and then it's really cool. The whole like, it's like Matrix meets Groundhog Day,
yeah,
kind of without the humor.
Do you have Hulu?
And the same cast. I do.
So I'm going to tell you something because I want to talk about it now.
Okay,
right, real quick is so Andrew suggested this movie called In and of Itself.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
And that's what. That's,
oh, I just saw this.
We just
what.
Before I asked, brought it up, you said...
Oh, that's the name of this. No, I literally... I'm so sorry. I thought I was paying attention.
No, I brought it up earlier, and then you were like, what is...
Why
it?
Did I miss this entirely?
And
did
no,
I say I didn't
fucking...
see it? But you... Wait, did you describe
it? In the beginning, I fucking brought it up, and then you said...
I didn't know it was called In...
What'd you think it was
in
called?
Of Itself. It's not a very good title. Well, if you said it was the Derek Del... Oh, you did say that.
Yeah, she did say that.
I didn't know the
she
name of the
it,
person.
She said it... Yeah, I remember...
If you said it was the thing where he's doing a play and there's boxes behind him...
Oh.
And
you should have said, like, Ruletista.
Like,
yeah.
That's what it should be called, by the way.
The Ruletista.
It's not a very good... It sounds like
did you like that?
A Paramount
did you like
Pictures
it?
Comedy in and of itself.
Did you like it?
I did. Oh, it's intense, yeah. It's
so
great.
I'm really highly because I got emotional.
Right. Yeah.
During it,
I can see
it
getting
Gilbert?
Emotional.
No, not yet.
Oh my god, dude, this
it's
thing
fantastic.
Right here
yeah.
is fantastic. Because to think about like magic. Oh, I don't want to get away. Give it.
Don't
away.
Give it away.
Yeah, give, don't it give it away. Or
but
give
think
it
about,
away.
But think about what his craft
you
is.
Should give it away entirely.
We should. You and I should do a show called Spoiler.
Spoiler. With your two faves.
Yeah. But if you think about...
See, I don't even like the poster. That's why I didn't remember
what is wrong with you?
What?
You don't like anything about it except the show itself?
I could have done a better job selling that fucking... I mean, look at that in and of itself, and there's all these things. Well, actually, it's not that bad.
Because those are the cards that he uses, right?
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
That's,
I am.
What are you going to put up there?
The poster. Yep. Again, probably the things behind him during the play, like the... Gun? Is there
yeah,
a gun
yeah, the six barrel.
Yeah, some of that.
Yeah,
the lighting was really good during the play, the performance.
Yeah.
Right,
rather, I should
or maybe right, a photo of him in the background, like an ominous the Ruletista.
Right, like maybe like a little flower, like a flower bed. Maybe he's sitting in a flower bed, and there's like a sun behind him, and it's smiling or something. Maybe I think what's the matter? Not a good. Okay, all right.
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Oh, wait, what's happening?
What is that?
That's Baby Don't Hurt Me.
Baby Don't Hurt Me.
Oh, shit, that's your book.
Yeah.
Wow, you look handsome. You're very handsome as in general.
Well, thank you.
But you look,
you're a good-looking guy.
Thank you. Is that a hawk?
On my head?
It's a monkey.
No, it's a monkey.
What the fuck, what? Bobby?
It does look like a hawk. That's a... It's a monkey with
a... monkey.
Oh, it's a monkey. Whose monkey is it?
I don't know why they chose... It was owned by a... A person that has monkeys.
Okay, but there's two other monkeys there, huh?
Oh, there are. Yeah, it's like a trainer person for the photo shoot. I don't know who's specifically owns the monkeys.
Stories and
they did. They did put. They did Photoshop one of the monkeys, but most of those monkeys were real. I mean,
oh, they did.
They're like
they could have photoshopped all.
You
of
can't
them.
Get all the monkeys. Like, okay, all the monkeys stay. Wait, here we go. Click, click, photo. But not all of them.
Well, check out our buddy's book, Baby Don't Hurt Me. Give right. Chris Kattan a round of applause. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, Slup Kingdom. I hope you enjoyed that epic episode from Chris Kattan. You're probably wondering, hey, why is the camera on Gilbert, but there's no audio? Oh, it's because I'm an idiot and I didn't hit record, so I'm just talking to camera for no reason. So I'm recording this separately. Guys, I want to thank our sponsors for the episode. Take the sleep quiz to be matched with a mattress for you. Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners at helix.com/belly. Sleep better for listeners of TigerBelly.com is offering a special limited time promotion of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/belly. And treat yourself to ultimate comfort with Brooklinen's Comforter Collection. Go to brooklinen.com and use promo code TIGER to get $25 off with a minimum purchase of $100. Get 2 months free of no hassle, stress-free shipping. Just use the offer code BELLY to get a 60-day free trial at ShipStation.com. Guys, get your question on Tiger Belly by emailing us at adviceunhelpful@gmail.com. But guess what? If you want to be extra fancy, you can also send a video. That is correct. We want to see your faces. So guys, you can also send a video. You can just record on your phone and ask your question. Make sure you try to keep it to 30 seconds to a minute long. Probably actually, you know, 30 to 45 seconds long because, you know, Bobby's attention span. So keep it short, ask your question, and send it to adviceunhelpful@gmail.com, and we'll start playing videos so we can see your beautiful faces. Also, guys, make sure you follow everything Bobby Lee at Bobby Lee Live, everything Kalila at Calamity K, some things George at George_Kilmel, and the guy that's talking on this mic right now that didn't hit record on the audio at Gilbert. Also, if you're into mixed martial arts and the UFC, I also do another MMA podcast with some of my friends. And you can check that out at We Out Here MMA on YouTube. Enjoy, guys. Have a good night. Shukuru ki mo kisa.